when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good night, wherever you people are in the world. You're listening to Blood River Radio. That's right. My name is Eddie L. Miller, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm here. I'm your host tonight. And it is October the 24th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. And we have a really good show for you tonight. We have two people coming on, two of my favorite guests. We'll tell about them in just a minute. But you people, if you know the drill, you probably get tired of me saying that cliche if you know the drill. We're getting ready to go to a quick prayer, people. So if you will, please bow your heads for the prayer. Oh, Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all things seen and unseen, God, you were here before time started. You'll be here after time. Lord, even the earth, heaven and earth shall pass away, oh God. But your word shall not pass away. And who is the word? The word is Jesus Christ. Like the scripture says in the beginning, God, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Anyway, Lord, please help me here at Blood River Radio. Please help me never to ever get arrogant and full of myself. Let me remain humble because, Lord, as it's well known, arrogance, pride is a mark of the Antichrist. Is the mark of the devil. The very first sin that I know of that was ever recorded in scripture was one of pride, when the devil said, I will be like the Most High. God, please let me never be like that. Let me always make this radio show here a tool to serve you, O God. Also, with all my hosts and co-hosts, all my friends, let us continue on. Let Blood River Radio, let Liberty News Radio continue to work and do the God's work. Lord, if you will, continue to bless this radio station, but continue to bless me, my family, my friends, continue to bless Liberty News Radio, Sam, Bethany, and all their family. Lord, let us go on in this most dangerous time in the world. We have so many enemies aligned against us, oh Lord. But Lord, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Lord, as you know, as it's been said, this is not taking you by surprise, oh God. Anyway, I ask all this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. People, we have a great show tonight. It's not just cliche. We have two wonderful people coming on tonight. One of them is General Nick Glasnovic. I call him Nick because I can't pronounce his first name. It's like Zelko. I'll just call him General Nick. I'm going to read just a brief part of his bio. He is a current member of the Croatian Parliament, and he was a major general in the Croatian National Guard. Before he became a Croatian Parliament member, he grew up in Canada. His family had to flee Europe, Croatia, that part of the world, to get away from the communists. He grew up in Canada. He joined the Canadian Army somewhere around 1718, did a five-year stretch in the Canadian Army, was an ace army guy there. He did a hitch in the French Foreign Legion. The French Foreign Legion is probably the last of the old school soldiers, highly respected. They kick butt. They don't take prisoners, man. They are bad. Later on, he served in the Gulf War. Served all over that part of the world. Then later on, after that, he returned to his native home of Croatia, where he fought in the Croatian War of Independence. They fought against almost insurmountable odds. and they victored. They won. They achieved their victory of Croatian independence. And he is really, he's one of our, I consider him one of my best friends. He's going to be on the show tonight. Also with him, we're having another one of my favorite people in the world. We're having Miss Monica Schaefer. She is of German descent. She was born in Canada. She continues to be active for white Christian rights worldwide, specifically in Canada, North America, and Germany. You know, she did a stint in a German federal prison just for publishing a little video called "Mommy, I'm Sorry, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust." But we'll bring them on in just a minute. If they're there now. Well, thank you so much. Well, Miss Monica, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful right here. We're getting ready to have a show on. I was going to get you to help me or let you join in interviewing General Nick Glasnevik, but while Bethany's trying to get the general on the air, get him on the phone, we'll just start off. I'm going to ask you, what's new in your neck of the woods up in Canada?
Oh, my goodness. Things are changing and moving so quickly, it's hard to keep up. As you probably also have going on in the United States, there are these quarantine centers being built. We did have a brave member of the Legislative Assembly in Ontario ask the questions, what are these tenders all about, you know, putting out tender for contract for isolation centers, and this is becoming broadly known that these centers are being built, and this is, you know, for this false narrative about this boogeyman coronavirus, you know, the COVID-19, and they are really ramping it up. The other thing that happened recently was there was a leak from a Liberal member of parliament in Ottawa, mind you, it was leaked out anonymous, so you have your naysayers saying, oh, it's a hoax. But the hoax is sort of like people call the protocols of the Elders of Zion a hoax, but if you read them, the things that are written in there are happening. So whether this piece of paper, this document was not written by, you know, who purports to have written it, a Liberal member of parliament, is a little bit irrelevant when you look around and you see that these things are actually happening. And this was like a blueprint for pure communism being rolled out in all its detail. For example, dispossessing people of all their possessions forever in exchange for debt forgiveness. And on and on and on. I mean, it goes into quite the detail, and even timing-wise, you know, by first quarter of 2021, by second quarter of 2021, we'll have this and that achieved. And, you know, rolling out this other phase 3 or 4 or whatever they're calling it, but COVID-21, they are saying they'll call it. And, you know, just really, really ramping it up with this crazy COVID lockdown of the whole world in lockstep. You know, somebody obviously is coordinating all this for there to be this worldwide coordinated effort to enslave humanity. So, yeah, the developments, I mean, it's happening fast and furious, but at the same time, what I see is that even ordinary people are waking up about it, and it is this awakening which will stop this from happening. If people just say no and refuse to wear the masks and refuse to shut down their businesses or just resist in every which way that we can and we should, then these things will not roll out as they are planning to roll them out. So that's, in a nutshell, what's happening up here.
Well, Monica, what about the detention centers now? Are they forcing people to go to these centers?
What they are saying is that these isolation centers would be for not just people that are testing positive, and that's a whole other story. These tests are completely fraudulent. So they're not even calling it, people who are sick, but just people who test positive. And then if people refuse, then they can be isolated. If people refuse to abide by the regulations, I mean, this is all the talk, right? And whether it is happening or not in your area, we can just look around the world, and there are places where these things are already happening. For example, Melbourne, Australia, has been particularly bad in terms of the government draconian lockdown and fines and whatnot, but apparently they did recently lift these severe measures, lift the lockdowns, and I think that what I've heard is, you know, people were actually putting out calling for a bounty on the Prime Minister's head or the Premier of the province's head. And so, you know, there's all kinds of resistance happening, which you don't hear about in the mainstream media, but, I mean, it's a war. Like, it is a war going on. And so in different parts of the country, like of Canada now, I'm talking again. Oh, I hear the music.
Oh, Miss Monica, I hear the music. We got to go to a break. Yeah. We're going to get right back on that topic as soon as we come back from this break.
Yeah.
So hang on, everybody. We're with Miss Monica Schaefer. We'll be right back after this break.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Well, people, thank you for holding on. We're back, and like we said earlier, it is October the 24th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. We've been conversing with Miss Monica Schaefer, and the good news is we have the general on the line. And as soon as we finish that topic with Miss Monica Schaefer, we're going to switch over to the general. Let me welcome the general on before we go back to Miss Monica, though. How are you doing tonight, General Nick?
Well, greetings to you, Eddie, and all the patriots in Tennessee, all of you Americans that are facing a big challenge now, and elections are near, and I think the fate of the Western Western civilization is basically in your hands.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what, that's awfully sad news, because I'll tell you what, I wish you were wrong. I wish that we weren't, that this country here wasn't controlling the fate or the freedom of the entire Western world, because I'll tell you what, we could do a 12-hour show on the information I have tonight. Our government in this country is beyond corrupt. It is beyond criminal. I'm telling you flat out, people, it is down and out and out satanic, Luciferian, Bolshevik, communist, Satanists. There, we have pedophiles. We have people that are sacrificing children to the devil. We have one Hunter Biden. He is slower than slime. He is the worst possible person I could think of. And we'll get to this in a minute, but I'm letting the general and Miss Monica know some of the stuff going on here in this country. A lot of people know he has been caught red-handed, the crack-smoking bum who's never had a job in his whole life, has been caught torturing pubescent girl, Chinese girls. He's been caught with this, you know, having sex with little girls. He's been caught dealing with the red Chinese out and out. He's been caught dealing with the Ukrainians. He's been caught, you know, dealing with the Russians. And they've accused Donald Trump of doing all that stuff. But, and, you know, Joe Biden has been the receiver of all these countless millions and billions of dollars from red China. They're helping red China get in this country right here and take over politicians. But that's before I keep, I know I'm going off on a tangent right now, but I'm going to shut up. I'm going to go right back and welcome you again, General. We have a dear lady on the night, General Nick. I gave you a bio before you came on, but I would just say out and out, you know, I don't worship people. I worship Jesus Christ. But General Nick, I would have to say he's the number one man I know on the face of the earth. I put him up there with my Uncle McKinley, who's still living. But General, before you came on, we had Miss Monica Schaefer. Miss Monica Schaefer, she's a German-Canadian. Her family lived in Germany for years and years. They immigrated to Canada, just like the general did. The General Nick lived in Canada for quite some time, fought in the Canadian Army with the Canadians. I gave your bio, but Miss Monica was the general. She was in prison in Germany for a short time for just merely producing a little 12-minute video. The title of the video was, I'm sorry, Mommy, I was wrong about the Holocaust. But, General, before we go on, I'll let Miss Monica finish up talking about the tyrannical Orwellian lockdown in Canada right now from the coronavirus. She's also talking about the same thing, Orwellian lockdown in Australia. So go ahead, Miss Monica, finish with your story before you're interrupted.
Sure, that's great. And hello, General Nick Glasnovic. I'm so honored to be on this show with you today. And, you know, I was just talking about these crazy and tyrannical lockdowns that are going on, coordinated right around the world. And I was talking some specifics about Canada, what's going on. And I like what you say. I agree about the United States, the Americans, possibly being our last hope, but it's not the government, it's the people. And I know that is exactly what you meant, because yes, the government is so corrupt, but it's the people, and the people that still are armed, and, you know, militias and ordinary people. And that is just so critical that we, the people, resist this rollout of, you know, communist enslavement that we're facing. But, you know, I will cut it short about I was going to talk about specific provinces and whatnot, that, you know, some places are worse than others. It seems that the places where the perhaps most independent-minded people reside in larger numbers, that's where they crack down harder. Quebec is one such province. Manitoba is another, where they've really got stiff fines and rules about locking down. And you know, there's lots of municipalities all over the country that have had their own bylaws about masks. But I want to remind people that none of these bylaws are worth the paper they are written on. You know, I talk to a lot of people who they do realize it's a scam about the COVID, and yet they go along with wearing the masks if they're entering a business where it's the bylaw, and I say, please don't do that. It is of critical importance that we resist this, because those masks are truly a sign of our submission to our enslavement. It's like the chains of enslavement, and that's what I would say about that. Now, about people rising up, Germany seems to be a center where many, you know, professionals, doctors, and whatnot are speaking out against these tyrannical measures. It's like it's coming out as a leader, which is so heartening, because Germany is, you know, being in the heart of Europe, has been also the target of the, you know, the Jewish sort of assault on humanity and the Jewish assault on white people and the Germanic people. That has been the center of it, you know, emanating or stemming back to the lie of the Holocaust and keeping the German people down with that lie. And but now with this COVID, it does seem to be that there's a lot going on coming right out of Germany for people resisting the government measures of this COVID. And I'm going to pass it over now to back to you.
General Nick, you know, over in your neck of the woods, all the way across the ocean in Croatia, are you dealing, if the corona lockdown, is it as severe as what Miss Monica just got through describing, or is it letting up any?
Well, the measures are being enforced, but on a smaller measure than you would see in, say, for example, in Australia or maybe Italy. But I think what the young lady said, I agree. I concur on 100% that we're heading for a new dystopia, I think. Some sort of a blend of Orwellian 1984 and Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. And I think that Christians have to stand up and speak the truth. I think that the German people have had enough of being beaten over the head with the Second World War. In Croatia in particular, and the former Yugoslavia, I think it's 500,000 Germans, German minority, where they disappeared. It's basically a genocide. You cannot speak about this, but I think the basic thing to remember is that we're living in a world where the truth is filtered through the media filter. And what passes through that filter is what these... Basically, the enemies of Christianity want is basically deception and lie, the lie. So basically, unless the people of the United States in Europe, unless we form an anti-Bolshevik front to stand up for Christian values, for the truth, and collective historical memory, which is European. We're all Europe. Who made the United States? European. Races, European countries, you know, whom your basic, the natural sciences, the Industrial Revolution, all started in Europe. And what we see now, we see a total reversal in the truth. We see more or less a devolution, like a cultural devolution, not a revolution, but I would say, a great leap backwards, where we're tearing down monuments to heroes, like, for example, in the United States in the South. To me, that's unthinkable that you would tear down monuments of Southern soldiers in the United States. We're seeing this. And I think it's unless we stand up and draw a line in the sand and say no more, we're heading for 1984.
You're spot on. And, you know, I like your word, General Evolution. That's exactly right. You know, we're in a situation here. I'm gonna go right back to Monica right quick. Like, think we're getting ready to go to a break in just a minute. Anyway, you know, we're in a situation where good Christian, God-fearing people here in the United States have become so humble and so docile. You know, it's not like it was years ago when I was a kid. But people were meaner and tougher. It's not like it was even in the 1700s, but the United States stood up and fought the Antichrist British government. You know,
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate holding a rare weekend session as debate begins on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
It's no surprise that the American Bar Association, which the minority leader has called the gold standard, gave her their highest rating. The chair of the Standing Committee on the Judiciary said in interviews with individuals in the legal profession and community who know Judge Barrett, whether for a few years or decades, not one person uttered a negative word about her character.
That's Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas. Senate Republican leaders aim to have a confirmation vote on Monday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in the battleground state of Pennsylvania on Saturday, also campaigning on the former vice president's behalf, former President Barack Obama. Obama campaigning down in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail for one of his three speeches today. The president starting out in North Carolina.
In every meeting, in every situation, in dealing with every foreign leader, I am your voice, and together we are the voice of a great country. We are the voice of the United States of America, and we are respected again as a country, not like in the past where everybody took advantage of us.
President Trump with stops in Ohio and Wisconsin on Saturday as well. As California continues its push to go green, the struggle continues, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns.
Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than a million people on Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The utility announced the move yesterday. The nation's largest utility said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area.
This is USA Radio News.
Well, welcome back to Blood River Radio, everybody. Dear Blood River Radio family, it is October the 24th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And right before we left, I apologize for not hearing the outro music. We have this brand new computer. And when Sam gets back soon, we're going to hopefully we can get all these bugs worked out. I'm having a little difficulty hearing the music, and sometimes I have a difficulty hearing the guests, but we're gonna soldier through. Before we went to the break, and I didn't hear the music. I'm gonna go right back. I think the general was through. General, would you like to add anything else to the statements you made before we went to the break? Because I couldn't hear as well as I would like to have.
Well, do you hear me, Eddie? I think we're still on the same frequency here, I think.
I can hear you a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, anyways, but I think that your programs are light in the darkness, because people are basically, we're living in a world where people are suffer from information overload, and getting the truth out is harder than it was, because we have so much information that people cannot digest this information. But basically, I think that the American people have a chance now to step in the front line and to fight against what's happening now in the world, basically. Because to win the political battle, we first have to win the cultural battle. So it means we must fight against physical degeneracy, unnatural sex conduct, moral decadence, and all this stuff is happening. For example, that Hollywood is pumping out, for example, in the mainstream media, when you read, for example, the New York Times, I think they will mention it over the past 5 or 6 decades. The Holocaust is mentioned maybe 76,000 times, but the Holodomor, Gladomor, where tens of millions of Christians were killed in the Soviet Union, doesn't even get a mention. So we're living in a world where the truth is fabricated, and we have to dig for that truth. We have to speak the truth, because God is, you know, God is the truth. Christ is the truth. But in today's world, we live in a world where people's attention spans are 15, 20 seconds. So your programs are, like your program, Eddie, for example, is very important so people can hear the other side of the story, which they cannot get in the mainstream media.
Yes, sir. We're continuing to try to soldier on as best we can. You know, people can call me conspiracy theorist, but in my personal opinion, we are the most controversial, hottest radio show going right now in America that I know of that's nationally syndicated. There's no one even close. No one else even in the same class with us. We cover topics that no one else will cover. We give solutions that no one else will touch with a 50-foot pole because, you know what, 99% of the rest of the people in the hour are out-and-out cowards. They think they can hide behind their microphones forever and ever. They think they can hide behind their little, you know, little all lily-white neighborhood. But that's not going to happen. When these Luciferian, godless communists come to get them, they're going to get the rich folks first with the big houses. They're not going to come to the slums with me. They'll come get me last. But I thank you for complimenting our show, General. Miss Monica, would you like to talk? How about tuning in, chiming in on what the General just got through saying?
Oh, yes. I mean, when everything has been inverted and truth tellers then are persecuted, and we know who controls and owns the media. It's the same group of people who own and control the banks, the same group of people who started the Federal Reserve, which sounds really benign, but it's private banking, took the power of the money right out of the people. I mean, the whole system then has been hijacked and is no longer in our control, the people's control, and the government has become the enemy of the people. And when the government is the enemy of the people, but the people, most people don't realize it and still think that the government is taking care of us, at least in these nice Western democratic countries, and I'm putting that in air quotes, you know, the thing I grew up hearing in school was government for the people, by the people, of the people, and that we had freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and we just have such a wonderful country. And it did feel like some kind of a utopia, you know, growing up in the 60s and 70s, things were pretty good, you know, in Canada. And, you know, then you hear about all those evil things that the Nazis did, the quote-unquote, again, I don't like to call them that, the National Socialist Government, but that's a slur word again. And, you know, but, oh, we are this wonderful country with freedom of speech, and so then we believed the lies. Now, I think that probably General Glasnevik has a different experience of growing up in a country that would have been considered communist. Am I right on that? So that then the people were more skeptical of what they were being told right from the start. Is that an accurate assessment of how you perceived the news and that?
Well, I agree, Monica, if I can just interject here a bit, is that in the world today is basically under the thumb of cultural Marxism. My parents lived in a communist, my grandparents. They went to Canada. They all escaped after the fall of the Berlin Wall, basically, before the fall of the Berlin Wall. But what we see today is we see the Frankfurt School the critical theory destroying the educational system. What's happened is that this cultural Marxism is across the Atlantic, and now it's embedded in American universities. So what we see basically is a world drifting away from the truth. And I always come back to Orwell, because he said, I think, again, he said that that the further the society drifts away from the truth, the more it will hate those that preach the truth. We see that today. And
yes.
I think in Germany, Canada basically is a castrated nation, intellectually and otherwise. We have that, he's a typical Antichrist miniature, is that Trudeau, Justin Trudeau. He's terrible. Yeah, exactly. He's a prototype of this new. He's actually personification of the new world order.
Yes.
The world without God, without morals, without total moral relativism. So that's not the path we want to go if we want to survive. And Europeans have a common heritage, and that heritage is the Christian heritage. So we have to find a common ground.
Yes, and you're right about Trudeau. And the crazy thing about it is that when people are not awake to what is going on, they seem to love him. And, you know, the media puts him in this nice light. He's, oh, a handsome man. I mean, that's the only thing they talked about when he got elected. Oh, what a handsome, nice man, you know. And I happen to believe that he's been groomed for this since babyhood, and is a completely controlled individual, like maybe even mind controlled, like Manchurian Candidate type of thing. I don't know that, but it seems like that. I've always wondered about his breathy way of speaking. It's just not natural at all. And you know, he had a brother who supposedly died in an avalanche in British Columbia. I mean, they never found a body. They never really looked for it. And by sort of more educated accounts, I guess, or, you know, people who have looked into this, he was murdered because this brother wasn't going along with the agenda, and he was going to talk, you know. And there was a car accident that happened before that avalanche, but he didn't die in it. I guess that was where they meant to kill him first. But then they got him in a so-called avalanche, and, you know, without a recovered body and all that. I mean, if the son of the then Prime Minister, the Pierre Elliott Trudeau, dies in an avalanche, they would pull out all the stops to find the body, and somehow that body never appeared. So I don't know if you knew about that, but interesting history with that family.
Well, Monica, I know that his mother was bipolar, and basically she had problems with her mental health, and her husband, Pierre, he destroyed the Canadian Army with unification. And what he's known for is the Trudeau salute, the middle finger to the Western Canada.
That's
but
right.
Basically, I think the Canadians are basically a good people, but I think they're falling under the weight of this new world order, this moral relativism, and the only moral and cohesive force in the world today is Christianity.
Yes.
So I think unless we stick together, as I said before, to all European nations, that it'll be an uphill battle.
General,
Ms.
Monica,
we have to go to a quick break.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week, because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
is attorney Jason Robb, general counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on. God bless you. I tell you what, I wouldn't trade this job for all the tea in China. If it wasn't for the two great guests I have on tonight, I would be flying blind because I can barely hear the guests. I'm so thankful that they are able to converse back and forth with each other and carry the show. Miss Monica, I think, you know, I'm like I say earlier, you can call me a conspiracy theorist if you want to, but we just catch all kinds of hell every week on this show. I have to think, because we got great equipment. We've been working on it. Hopefully, Lord, next week, when Sam gets back into town, he can figure out what's going on. But I'm almost flying blind right now. So I'm going to go back to Miss Monica, and hopefully I'm getting out. Hope she can hear me. Miss Monica, you still there?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly. I can anyway.
Yeah, we can hear you, Eddie. Yep.
Yeah, we can
hear
you perfectly.
I'm having all kinds of great. Y'all think y'all are coming a little bit better. I'm just having one hell of a time hearing all kinds of strange noises coming in and out. Like I said, I'm not bragging because I'm not an arrogant man. I know I'm just a very average person, but we are sorely hated in this country right here now for the message we're getting out. But I'm going to keep it out. By God, if I can't get out on the right, I'll get it out some kind of way. I don't give a damn what these Luciferians throw at me. I'll never give up. So, Miss Monica, I think that you were speaking before we went to the break, and you and the general keep going on because thank God y'all can carry the show for me tonight.
We were talking about this illustrious Canadian government and the Trudeau family, and something that you said, General Nick, about Margaret Trudeau being bipolar. I cannot say this 100% certainty, but I have it from some pretty good sources that she was made to be mentally ill after she came home to Pierre Elliott Trudeau's. She was supposed to be gone all weekend. This was when he was prime minister, her husband, Pierre Elliott Trudeau. And she came home early and stumbled into a mass orgy that was happening with, goats and all children and whatnot. And it was just a scene, you know, right out of the devil's lair, I guess you could say. And they quickly whisked her away into the Montreal hospital, a Jewish hospital. And, you know, she had her quote-unquote breakdown. And I do believe that they, and I have this from some sources, I guess, that they did some work on her brain, basically, like, electric lobotomy or whatever you would call it, but just erased some memories. Yeah, I think he erased some memories, and you know, she talked after that a little bit more. They did it again. They put her in again, and she was ill after that. You know, I don't think there was illness before that. And that's the story I have heard anyway. So, you know, it just goes so deep. And Eddie is talking about, you know, how they're the most hated, but that's just when you're in an upside-down world, then that also, you can say, is opposite. It means, you know, you're doing something really, really well, Eddie, I would say. But I'll pass it on back to you, General Nick.
Well, I think, Eddie, you're in a firing line. And I said before, the further a society drifts away from the truth, the more hated are the people that speak the truth. But we live in such a world that, as I said before, not just information overload is the problem, but, for example, this Black Lives Matter, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, you see in the United States, I think South Africa has a murder rate 700 times higher than the United States. I think 37 per 100,000. And there were blacks are killing blacks, and nobody says they're the Black Lives Matter. Nobody talks about Idi Amin in Uganda. He killed tens of thousands of his own countrymen. No one talks about the murder of white farmers in South Africa, or other or Central Africa, or what's happening in Nigeria. And no one talks about slavery in Mauritania, or where women are being force-fed, young girls actually, are being force-fed. It's terrible because they prefer women that are overweight. That's appealing to some people. Slavery is still a reality in the Horn of Africa, but we don't hear about this. But we Black Lives Matter in America, so it's ridiculous. So when a black man kills a black man, what is that?
You know, General, I can hear you a little bit better this time. Miss Monica mentioned y'all were talking about, I think it was Mrs. Trudeau, supposedly went to the hospital and had a breakdown, et cetera, et cetera. That kind of reminds me, harkens back to United States Secretary of Defense James Forrestal. He was back in May of 1949, if memory serves. He was taken into the Bethesda Naval Hospital. And supposedly, it's funny, but it's not funny, but it is funny. He was getting a thorn in the side of the Jewish military-industrial complex and the Soviet spies that were going on here in the United States at the time. He was starting to spill the beans and all that. Well, he was committed to this hospital in this Bethesda Naval Hospital. He jumped out of the window from the 13th floor. So maybe that's the same thing. Something like that happened to Mrs. Trudeau. But, you know, harking back to the early part of the show, talking about, you know, how the United States, the elections, what's going on right now here, how the United States, we are like the last hope of the free world. And I hope the hell that's not true, because if it is, we're in bad shape. But, you know, what it boils down to, it's we the people. It's not we the government. I think, and I'm going to throw this question out to both of you, ladies and gentlemen, dear General and Miss Monica, you know, we can't depend on government. Our solutions to our problems in life are not going to come from government. In fact, matter of fact, it's my opinion that government is the problem. That in the end, I think we the people are going to have to stand up. And like we had a lady, we played a clip on here. I think the general was on at the time. We played about 6 weeks ago. We played a clip from a lady who was in Yugoslavia during this turbulent period. What the general, probably back in 1990, 1994, when the general was fighting Croatian independence, she was talking about all the steps that the communists go through to take over a country. And she said, in the end, that we the people here in the United States, Croatia, Yugoslavia, Serbia, whatever, you have to go into the government buildings and drag these criminals out and give them their just due, where it be a trial, whatever it is. But in the end, General, back to General, because you're the one that fought for Croatian independence, boots on the ground, bayonets mounted, up close and personal with the enemy, killing or be killing, actual fire bullets, not just rhetoric. General, how was it done in Croatia? Immediately before the War of Croatian Independence, what kind of shape was your nation of Croatia in? Does it mirror in any way the situation the United States is in right now, where we have just absolute Luciferian satanic beast running our government right here? What about that, General?
Yeah, well, Eddie, I think it's a battle that's you have concurrent tasks here. I think you have to win, as I said before, not just a political battle, but a cultural battle. And it's all centered around the truth. What happened in Yugoslavia, I think they may be a parallel with the United States. First, you're losing your right of the First Amendment, the free speech. That's going the way of the dinosaur with political correctness. That's part of cultural Marxism, which has crossed the Atlantic and embedded itself in the, in, all the institutions in the United States. Political correctness. Second is the right to bear arms. What happened in Croatia is the federal government disarmed all the territorial defense forces. That would be, for example, say the United States, if the government, federal government, disarmed the National Guard in all the states, and they were defenseless. And then they made their grab for power. So there's always a parallel, I think. But unless people stand up for their, this may sound a bit dramatic, but you have to stand up for your rights, the right to free speech, the right to bear arms, the right not to be ruled by an elite, especially an elite that owns 2.5% of the investment banks, that's crippling the nation financially, that's keeping people fettered to their in sort of a financial slavery. But we have to bring back the United States has to go back to its roots, basically. And the roots are those that made that nation, the nation which was the light of the free world, which is, I hope to God, would still be aflame after these elections. Because my grandfather always used to say, if you can't vote for the best party, vote for the one that will do the least damage. China is awakening, and I think unless we wake up to the threat of China, when we talk about the red dragon in the apocalypse, to me, that's China. China is destroying the free world, and we're going to be, at least it's mentioned, in China is killing us all with overfishing. They're building up their nuclear arsenal, and one-fifth of the population in the world today lives under communism.
That's true. You know, we're almost out of time, General, but before you go, I'm going to say this. I'm glad you mentioned China because Hunter Biden, the son of a presidential contender, Joe Biden, he has been caught red-handed, no questions about it. There's tons and tons and tons of evidence. He has been working in bed with the red communist Chinese, billion-dollar deals. But then the reason they work with Hunter is because he has connections to former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running for president right now. The Chinese have also come in with their representatives with all their billions of dollars. They have been working. They have done they don't need the president. They've done an in round around the president by going to all the governors of the 50 states in offering them just, you know, a pipeline of endless money. But, so I think, you know, the Jew has always been the threat. It's always the Jew. But now I'm thinking maybe you hit on something, General. The Chinese are starting to give the Jews a run for the money because they have so much money, they're starting to bribe these politicians. We'll have to cover that in the second hour because we're just about out of time. And General, I'm going to have to let you go. We've been having so many difficulties. I'm going to let you. I'll call you next week, General, and text you. But hopefully we'll get these texts, these technical.
I wish you all the best, Eddie. God bless, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, sir, General. We definitely will. We'll bring you back on as soon as possible. We'll get all these technical difficulties.
It was good to talk to you.
People, hold on. We're getting ready to go transition to the second hour. Hang on, Miss Monica.
All right.